No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. It has been a minute since we've been here with you guys, but we're excited to be back, and we're just going to dive into some things happening around the NFL, some things we haven't discussed, and then some of the new Chiefs re-signings that we're excited about, and we haven't talked about those yet. So some big names being brought back in, which we are super stoked about, and then we're just going to get into some of our thoughts on the NFL draft, and that's coming up in about 2 weeks. So let's just dive on in. I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all. What's up? I'm Jody. Before we start, we are going to go ahead and get into one of our first brand sponsors. We are so grateful for Pink Lips Cosmetics. Love them, female-based brand based out of Kansas City, Missouri. She has all kind of great products, and actually right now, like, I was just looking at her Instagram, like, while I was driving. I know that's dangerous. Ignore that. But I was looking at her Instagram, and she's
while you're at a stoplight.
Literally. She's currently doing, like, some, like, color swatches right now for, like, lips. So, like, outline, like, lip liner and, like, lip gloss. So, like, it was super cute. So, make sure if you're not following Pink Lips Cosmetics, she is on all social media platforms that you can think of. She has an amazing website. She currently has product in Target. Make sure you go to her website. You can use promo code KQ15 and get 15% off of your product today. But yeah, she has all kind of cute stuff on there. So, like, remember, we're going into the spring. We're going into the summer. There's going to be lots of birthdays. Mine is in 30 days. There's going to be graduations, there's going to be parties, there's going to be happy hours, there's going to be rooftops, like, and you need to look like a decent human. So
yes,
make sure
yes,
you go
yes.
onto her website, check it out. She got all kind of good product on there, so you can, one, her prices are already affordable, hey, and then you can get the extra 15% off on top of that. So,
and y'all know I'm wearing her stuff every single week. This week, this is my base. It's called Cherry Bomb. Then I went in with a little bit of the Tinted Lip, which is the Lip Ease. And then I went over it with her little lip oil. So we love it. We love her stuff. And so grateful for her for sponsoring our show. So
I have on lip oil and I have on finishing powder. today. So, shout out to the finishing powder. Thank you so much, Pink Lips.
Oh, and her contour. I love the contour stick too.
Oh yeah, all the good things. Get on there and check it out, y'all. So let's go ahead. Like I said, like Lexi said, we haven't seen y'all in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Manny. I'm gonna remind y'all that my birthday is coming up for the next 30 days. So just get ready. 29 days, I guess. Oh no, today's the 8th. The month from today. Anyway, so around the NFL, again, we haven't seen y'all in like 2 weeks. Sorry, we've been booked and busy, and it's the off season, and the only thing that's happening right now is just the draft. So
I know. There's a lot going on.
Right. We're not really missing out on like a ton of things, but there have been some things that have happened in the NFL over the last few weeks. So we just feel like the things that are the most important, we should maybe just talk to y'all about, because we know that we've seen you guys talking on a timeline about it too. And you know, me and Lexi gonna talk. So you just got to get it. So
we'll talk about whatever, but
it's right. You're gonna get what we give you. But no, so as you all seen, Russell Wilson just signed a big contract with the Giants. Actually really excited for him. Like, I love him and Sierra. I know people think that like Russ is corny, but baby, he love that woman. He loves the only wife.
My only thing, like, I loved him while he was on the Seahawks. He went to the Broncos. I couldn't like him. I just couldn't. And that was my time of like, not being a fan of Russ when he was on the Broncos. Cause I'm sorry, if you play for the Donkeys, I can't like you anymore. But now that he's, you know, then he went to the Steelers. I didn't really have a problem with him there. And it just didn't work for him. And then I'm curious to see how he will do on the Giants. I feel like they have some studs at wide receiver. Pretty good running back that actually showed out last year. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how he does. And then we also said Jameis Winston was added to their quarterback room as well. So yeah, people are saying like, man, those pregame speeches are going to be insane.
Yeah. You know, I think it's funny that, so if you look at the Giants last season and like what they went through, right? I feel like that team does need like a full rebrand of let's find some positivity. Let's find something great. And the two people that they brought into their quarterback room are the two most motivational, inspiring people who would be around the NFL. Like, even last year when you watched Russ on the Steelers, he had all kind of just, like, quotes and things that he had for the team. So now you also get that with the combination of Winston. It's gonna be quite interesting. But I do think that that's what that team needs. Like, at this point, like, the organization needs to burn down and start over. So let's start with finding some positivity. And that's what they've done with going out and getting these two people. Like, they got Malik over there, who is a stud. And I think that he's going to continue to be a stud this year coming up. But I don't know what they think that they're getting out of Russ. And I sure don't know what they think they're getting out of Jameis, except positive vibes. So, you know what? Because they're not going to win their division. I mean, they got the Eagles. And they got the Commanders in that division. So they might beat the Cowboys in a couple of games, but like other than that,
They just need to be competitive. That division, though, and we have to play that division this year. It's gonna be tough.
The division, not the Giants. The division, not the Giants. Shout out to the Giants for finding some positivity. Cause that's all you can do at this point. You're watching the train wreck, but at least it's been prayed over. So, I mean, that's just kind of how you go with this stuff.
God's got you guys, Giants fans.
Okay, literally, okay? So, moving on from that. Aaron Rodgers still doesn't have a team. We're going into the draft. Nobody's surprised by that. Like, he's just a super diva. And here's my thing. You know, don't nobody want you. So, like, why are you even now? Don't nobody want you. I saw today that Matthew Golden has an interview with the Steelers this week, which mm-hmm. I mean, they definitely need to go out and get another receiver. I mean, running back,
receiver. He's a receiver. They need a running back, though. Actually,
sorry. I'm like, I know he's like a top five pick. That's all I know. And he went to Texas. That's it. But regardless, the Steelers need pretty much all the help that they can get, especially because they did get rid of one of their receivers this year. So, I mean, now you're down a receiver and you still need to figure out what you're going to do at quarterback. They do have the pick at 21, so there is a very high possibility that they could still maybe draft a quarterback. They shouldn't, but there's a possibility that they could still go out and get a quarterback. But I definitely think they need to go fill that receiver position that they got open since they just lost a pretty great one.
Are you talking about the Steelers?
Correct. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think if he goes to a team, he should only go to the Steelers. I don't think there's any other team that makes sense for him. The Giants don't need him now. The Vikings don't need him now. The Steelers are the only ones that want him. So I don't really know what he's waiting for. I don't know why you're waiting. Someone said he might sit out an entire season. I'm like, now what good does that do a 41-year-old to sit out a whole season? And like, that doesn't make any sense to me. So I think you either go play for the Steelers and let them know now so they know that before the draft, or just like stop wasting everyone's time.
Well, he's not going to do that. So there's that.
I hope if he makes a decision, I hope it's before the draft, because that's ridiculous if not. So
I think he's going to do exactly what he did last year. So not last year, 2 years ago, when he waited until the last moment and made this huge decision that nobody cares about. But that's all the time I have about Aaron Rodgers. Next, the last thing, which just happened probably 2.5 weeks ago, but Stephon Diggs went and signed with the Patriots. He got a really big contract with them, 3 years, $69 million, which I believe is a huge overpay. There's no way in hell I would ever give Stephon Diggs
a lot of skirts around the contract, though. Like, I don't think it's full. It's definitely not fully guaranteed. So
no, it's not fully guaranteed, but his guaranteed money was a really nice payday still, and he's coming off of ACL and he hasn't even been clear yet for the season. So I just think that I don't know what the heck. The Patriots had a ton of money this year. They had a ton of cap space this year that they could use, and they actually had a really good offseason, and then they still were able to go and get Stephon Diggs and give all this money.
Why did I also not realize that he's dating Cardi B?
Yeah.
And then did you see the video of Robert Kraft dancing on stage with her?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I saw that. I chuckled, but hey, I'm also not mad at it because I love Cardi B. So, but yeah, for me, it's going to be very interesting to see, what is his recovery process going to look like? And because if I'm paying you 3 years, 30-something million, 3 years, 20-something million, 20-ish and 20-something million, that means you're coming here to be wide receiver one.
Absolutely.
So I don't think Stephon Diggs is a great leader either. So I think he's a great player. I think he's a supportive leader, but I don't think that he can
He can cause some problems. But I think it'll be interesting, because I think he's in a place where he knows it's just different. It's different than when he was on the Bills. It's different than last year on the Texans. It's a whole new situation. I feel like we'll see. I mean, we'll see what Drake May can do this year in his second year. And
I like Drake May, though. I thought he was pretty decent last year. And I think that, maybe they just – Drake May is going to throw the ball. That's the one thing that we learned from last season. And Stephon Diggs is a diva. He's going to always want the ball. He's going to want his targets. There's a certain he's going to want every single game. And I think that the Patriots have no problem with going with that concept. We're going to let him be. He could be the face of this team with Drake May. Cool. Whoever you got to do, but are you getting in the end zone? That's really all that matters to me. Are you getting in the end zone? So,
because I feel like their division, I mean, there's even Tyreek Hill trade rumors now on the Dolphins. He's kind of feeding into those. He's a troll, so I don't know if I buy that totally.
I was going to bring that up too. I saw yesterday that he posted a TikTok, which get your ass off of TikTok. But he posted it to TikTok, it was a oh god TikTok, and he seen that his team was possibly trading him. You've literally been begging for an out for the last two seasons.
Saying it all the time, so it's
you don't want to be there. You cried last year when y'all were eliminated and didn't get to the playoffs, and you were begging for an out, and now you finally got your potential. They're if you don't want to be here, we can do something different. And now you're I guess, trying to like gaslight them into not wanting to leave. Like, you're weird. Put a helmet on. I don't like it. Did you take your medicine today?
And I don't know where I even see him going or like where he would fit in right now on another team. A lot of Chargers fans are saying Chargers, but I'm like, I don't know about that.
The Niners.
He Niners.
I mean, they have a ton of holes now. Now, the thing is they don't have the money to give him because they have to pay Brock Purdy. But, I mean, it would have to be somebody that's not paying a quarterback right now. So, it would definitely have to be a team where they have, like, somebody in a rookie contract still at quarterback. And they're not paying. So,
there's no way the Niners don't have a down year next year. They lost so much talent this season. It's, like, not even funny.
But he can't even, like, play in the cold. So, he needs to go to a warm weather team. So, like, Tyree can't catch the ball in the cold. So, he couldn't go to, like, the Patriots or somewhere like that that had the money that could have gave it to him. He always drops the ball in the cold. Even though, if you look at Tyreek Hill over the last, like, year and a half, he drops the ball in Miami, too. So, I'm not really sure there.
He lost a bit of a step. It's all right.
I mean, yeah, he's getting old.
Right. He is, like, 30. He's 30? Old.
He's getting old. He played here plenty of years ago. So that was a very long time ago. Anyway, right. Let's go ahead and get into our next brand sponsors before we hop into Chiefs football. First, we got to talk about Autograph. Shout out to Autograph. Make sure you download the app. Use promo code Kingdoms Queens. We are currently in baseball season. There's some really crazy things happening in NHL right now. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but some really like dope stuff has been happening there. For some reason, the Blues are like really freaking good. And then Wayne Gretzky's record just got broke like the other day. There's like all kinds of things happening right now in the NHL. So if you're not watching, pay attention. NBA is getting closer and closer to the playoffs. WNBA, they have their draft on Monday. So make sure you download the Autograph app.
I just pulled up the Autograph app, and we are the first podcast sitting at the top of their thing. So
love that for us. So download the app, Autograph. It's like high yellow, high lighter green.
We're one of the top listens on there, Jody. That's pretty cool. So we're getting some people over there. So keep joining us on the Autograph app because you can listen to us over there. And then you also get points for listening to us over there. So why
promo
not?
Promo code Kingdom Queens, y'all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Like promo code Kingdom Queens. Kingdom Queens. And then after that, just going to go ahead and talk about Boulevard Brewery real quick. Shout out to them. I don't know if you guys have been out to Kauffman yet this season. I went to opening day. It was a blast. They have a huge stand for Quirk there. Like, it's like a room. You can go in it. You can get not only Quirk, but they got apparel and all kind of stuff. So
I haven't been back to the K yet, so I don't know, but sounds awesome. Yeah,
I'll be there. They play the Cardinals in May, so I'll be out there probably in two of those games, which we don't usually play St. Louis that early in the season, but well, here we go. We are now. So shout out to Boulevard Brewery. They actually have been dropping all kind of stuff to get ready for like spring and summer. I don't know if you guys or you local people have probably been hearing the commercials and seeing the things that they have been dropping. There's a lot of things that like look really tasty. Like
sour. I love it. I think it's good.
I need raspberry. To hit them up and see like when are they going to let us taste some of this new stuff because they have dropped all kind of stuff over the last
back in the summer or something.
Make sure you get onto their website, check out everything that they have. They are local to Kansas City. You can literally pick it up almost every single where in Missouri and Kansas. And if you're just out of the stadiums too. So make sure you go get you something from Boulevard. They have some cute apparel too, which is kind
they're, of yeah, literally every single grocery store and liquor store in Kansas City. So check them out if you haven't already. Please.
Yes. Child. So with the Chiefs, there have been some updates since we've talked to y'all last. Now we know that y'all have probably heard this from other places, but we haven't talked about it. So it's very important for us to make sure that we cover it. So The Chiefs have been able to bring back some free agents, and we've been able to do some re-signings to get some people back. So that's like a freaking blessing in disguise, because we got a lot of holes kind of going into this offseason, and a lot of like, who do we want to bring back? What does this look like?
It also gives us like, so much freedom. It gives us so much freedom going into the draft too, which I love, because now you have all this great depth and you don't have to worry about like, okay, now we have to have this position in the first round, or we have to, you know, whatever it is. So
I just, I laugh because like people are surprised by Brett Veach. Like he does this every offseason.
They always doubt him.
that's why I don't understand like Chiefs fans who have not paid attention. Brett Veach is always so good in the offseason, and he's always going to make sure that he can fill as many holes as possible before you get to the draft, especially because we know what our draft picks look like this season. So,
and I think the problem is like people just get so impatient and they want him to make like 20 moves in the first 5 days because that's what's exciting. And I'm like, y'all just have to give him some time. Like, see, we're already into early April and we still have new signings to talk about. Like, again, who just signed today? Mike Edwards. So, safety.
And to be very honest, I know some, I don't want to say that because that's going to sound mean, but Chiefs fans got to realize Brett Veach didn't make this many moves this time last year. So going into this season, the amount of moves that have been made, I haven't seen, he's made so many this season already for it to only be April 8th. He didn't have that same energy this time last season. So he did make moves. He did go get people. But it was not nearly this fast or this early into the season. So,
and last season, he basically, now we have re-signed a lot of people this year, but he basically re-signed our entire defense last offseason. Everyone that was a free agent.
Everybody but one person, literally.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Some great people who are coming back, which is very exciting. Mike Pinnell will be back. Charles Amenihu will be back. Mike Edwards signed today. And then we brought in Janarius Robinson. Who's going to be a defensive end. Super excited about him. I've heard a lot of great things about him. I haven't watched any of his film, but I've heard a lot of great things about him just from traveling and having to listen to only podcasts because I couldn't watch TV. So really excited about that. We knew that some of our biggest holes coming into this season were going to be on the defensive line in general. The defensive line in general, the secondary, the offensive line. And we spoke last time about how we brought Kareem Hunt back already. So we knew that we were going to need another running back and all of those things. So the amount of moves that Veach has already made, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I expected them to come. I just did not expect them to come this fast.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, I'm super excited. Mike Pinnell, I think that's fantastic.
I was gonna say, like, what are some of your favorite re-signs? Because I have a couple that I'm like really excited about. I think Mike Edwards is like my favorite. Actually.
I think like I wasn't expecting the Mike Edwards one. I think that was such a nice surprise. He was a great fit in our defense, in our win against the Niners win. That's when he was here. Like I'm getting our Super Bowls mixed up here, but Mike Edwards is a ball hawk, and he was a great fit for Spags. So I'm really excited to have him back. I don't even know what the deal is. I don't even know if the details have been announced, but
I don't think
whatever it is, I'm sure it's pretty team friendly. And I think he's super stoked to be back here. So we are stoked to have him. And then my other favorite one is that we haven't discussed yet on the show is Charles Amenihu, because I think we've just been waiting for that one to kind of fall in place. I think he probably expected a different market in free agency, but I think he also has to be a little bit realistic in knowing like you were suspended and then you had the injury. And I think he knows his capabilities. And I think he has now he can go out and have a full season and show everything he can go do. And then hopefully go earn himself a payday, hopefully go get a Super Bowl, you know, ring chase here one more season, show what you can do all season long being healthy, and then go have a payday next year. So I love that re-signing for us on the edge. Yeah. Him and George, they're great. So
no, there's no details on Mike Edwards yet. We just know that it's a 1-year deal. I was just trying to look it up, see if anything had came through yet. I'm sure it's just a 1-year vet deal. I actually really wanted him to come back last season. So I was sad that he did not come back last season, but You know, he got paid on, he was with the Patriots last year. No.
Mike Edwards?
He was with the Patriots last year.
He was on the Bills. The Bills.
I couldn't remember. I knew it was a team up east. I couldn't remember which one. But I'm very. I mean, you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Everybody always wants to stop east.
And he's not even a sloppy. He's just better on our defense than he worked on theirs. You know, that happens. It's fine.
You know, he's a ball hawk. So I'm really excited to bring him back. Yeah, the Charles and Minnehue, same thing. Like, I'm not going to repeat what you just said because I think that's just, like, common knowledge for everyone. Like, he knew that the market that he wanted, he wasn't going to be able to get. And he needs to make this year prove it year. He needs to, and I think that's exactly what Hollywood Brown is doing too. So, I love like bringing both of those guys back because I think they both fully understand like this is our prove it year. We're gonna both be fully healthy. We're not gonna miss any games. I feel like their like contracts are like the exact same. One's just offense, one's defense, but they both have the exact same goals in mind. So I really am like glad that we were able to get both of them back. So
totally, and I feel like every re-signing or slash signing Veach has made this year makes so much sense for our team. Like, so I think he's nailed the offseason so far. Now we'll just have to see if he can nail the draft and then we go from there. I know there was a huge campaign to get Willie Gay back. We unfortunately lost him to the Dolphins. And I think there was a chance we could have brought Willie Gay back.
I was really depressed about that.
I know. And I just think
that actually made me sad.
I know.
I was like, me too. Okay. Because
And I also, I fully understand that, like, he probably just wanted a contract and, like, wants to be on a team. So I understand taking a contract with the Dolphins. I feel like if the Chiefs were to have re-signed him, it would have been after the draft. And he probably didn't want to wait for that. So I get it. I don't fault him, but I am sad that he won't be here.
Yep. It put me into depression. I don't like it.
Me neither.
I'm not happy, guys. I'm not happy. But no, Willie Gay is one of my favorite people ever. So I wish him the best. I know that he is going to be a dog for them. Yes. So I'm very happy for him. So, okay. So let's kind of get into like a little bit of the draft. So we know that every single podcast you listen to right now, they're doing mock drafts or talking about who they think we're taking in the first round. They're talking about who they think we're taking in the second round. And me personally, the amount of podcasts that I've listened to, I've been kind of burnt out. So it was really important for me and Lexi to kind of put our own spin on like how to make this not like the same conversation.
My allergies are the best of me, so I'm turning off my camera for a second.
Oh, I'm like, I can't hear you, but you know, I love talking, so it's not a big deal.
My allergies are coming for me full force. So
yes, I had to take a Zyrtec earlier because I was at my friend's house yesterday and they had their window up and they were outside cutting the grass. And I was like, really? You want me to die? But just so you know, it was 35 degrees in Kansas City this morning and it's the middle of April. So it was warmer in March than it is right now in April. I'm like, is this for real? This was like a joke. I'm being punked. But anyway, so yeah, we want to do the draft a little bit differently. So we're going to break this up into two shows. So today we're going to talk about the offense. Next week we're going to talk about the defense. And we're really just going to talk about the different position groups that we have. And do we like where we're at? Do we think we need some depth? Is that depth a draft person? Or is that Veach going out and finding somebody else? Like, I think we also need to understand too that like a lot of the money that would probably be available is being tied up on if we're going to sign Trey Smith or not. And we know that if we can get that contract done, then we would be able to either give somebody else on the current roster money or go out and be able to give somebody else money to fill in another hole somewhere on the roster. So we're just going to go ahead and start at the very top at quarterback. Are we happy with our quarterback right now? Quarterback room right now. So when you look at our quarterback room, Patrick Mahomes, right? Hell no, we won't. But our quarterback room right now, right? Patrick Mahomes, Gardner Minshew, Chris Oladokun, and Bailey Zappi. So, I mean,
Oladokun. I have no idea.
So we have four quarterbacks right now. We went out and already got our backup, which you already know QB2 is going to be Gardner Minshew, which, okay.
But okay, I want to add this. I want to add to that because I know at first you were not so thrilled about having him in our QB room. I will say the interviews he's done post signing here have been like really, really cool to see. He has wanted to be here for a long time, and he is like the biggest Andy Reid
wants to be in Kansas City,
right? And like he just wants to work under Andy Reid. He wants to be in the same room as Mahomes. He wants to just like learn greatness, and so he is like thrilled to be here. So that actually makes me. I mean, I know. Like you said, it's not hard to get people to be thrilled to be in Kansas City right now, but like, it's just awesome. I love his mindset that I'm seeing from him so far. And I'm curious to see, maybe he'll bring a little creativity to our quarterback room, a little zhuzh, you know? So I don't hate it right now.
I would rather Gardner Minshew than Jameis Winston. I wanted our backup to be Russell Wilson, though, and I know that he deserves to be QB1 somewhere.
Can you imagine we'd have that?
He deserves to be quarterback one somewhere, but I think he would have been a great quarterback two here. So, you know, I've embraced that. We got Gardner Minshew, and it's Minshew Mania, and, you know, it is what it is. So when you look at our quarterback room right now, like, I personally think that, you know, our quarterback is solid, right? We know that when the season – when we get down to have to get to our 53-man roster, we're going to have to, you know, somebody's probably going to drop to the practice squad. It'll probably be Bailey Zappi just because Chris has been either the third string, which last year we only ran with two quarterbacks, and yeah, he was on the practice squad. So it could be another scenario where both of them drop down to the practice squad and we just fill another spot on the main roster. But, I mean, I personally think that we're okay right now in the quarterback room. I do think that in the maybe next like year or two that they need to draft a quarterback and they need to start. Somebody needs to start sitting behind Pat, who's actually going to stay and stick with us, so they can kind of start learning the system. Even though Pat's going to be here for like another 10 years, I think that it's okay to start developing who that person is going to be. So I'm happy with the quarterback room right now. I don't think we need to go out and get anybody else. I don't think that they need to waste a draft pick on that.
Yeah, I fully agree. I don't think there's any need to waste a draft pick on that right now. I don't even think it's on our radar. And this quarterback class is not great. So,
yeah,
all of those things combined, we don't need it.
I was having a conversation with one of my friends this morning, and I was just like, I know that I'm supposed to be excited for the draft. Like, I know. But I am so freaking ready for, like, minicamp. I am more excited for the month of May because I'm ready to see the schedule. Like, that's where my excitement is at. So I really could care less about, like, I'm excited for day one of the draft. Like, I'm going to watch day one of the draft, and I can't wait to see
where, like, I'll watch all 3 days. I love the draft. It's like one of my favorite times of year, but I'm tired. What I don't like is all the mock drafts leading up to it.
I'm burnt out.
The actual draft itself, but.
Yeah, I think I like round one and round 6 and 7. Like, I like seeing the people who don't think they're going to make it on a roster and they do. I love seeing the mamas that's crying.
I love it. The reaction videos.
But I think the draft this year, I just don't have a ton of excitement for, because like last year we knew that we were going receiver at whatever and we're not going receiver this year. It's really best person available for our first round pick. So I'm just kind of like, I think Veach has had such a great offseason. I'm just like, I trust whatever he does. I don't really care what he does. He can go any position group except running back, and I'm going to be fine with that. So it is what it is.
Are you by chance hearing my phone ding in the background, or is that?
I'm absolutely hearing all of that.
Crap. I have to turn it off. I'm sorry. I don't know why
it doesn't turn off.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
That's what it is when your iPhone is connected to your MacBook. Okay. And my phone's on Do Not Disturb, and I still get to text.
Same. So I'm like, how do I stop this?
Tell them to leave you the H alone. All right. For 30 minutes. Okay, so let's kind of hop into the running back room now. So when we look at our running back room, it's kind of deep right now. So Kareem Hunt, Keontae Ingram, Elijah Mitchell, Isaiah Pacheco, Carson Steele, who can be running back or halfback. I guess it really just depends. And I mean, fullback. Sorry, guys. So right now, like when you look at our running back room, there's some depth there. I mean, Samaje Perine ended up going to the Bengals. He went back to the Bengals. Where'd he go? Broncos.
Who?
Samaje Perine.
Okay. Oh, he went to the Bengals. He went back to the Bengals.
Oh, he went back to the Bengals. So when you look at our running back room, I mean, Kareem Hunt, Keontae Ingram, Elijah Mitchell, Isaiah Pacheco, Carson Steele. Now, I think that they're going to run with three and have a fourth person on the practice squad. I don't think they're going to run with a four running back roster this year. Do you think that they need to draft a running back this year, or are you okay with where we're at? And if you do think we need to draft a running back, like what round would you want to see that in?
Yes, I do. I do want to see us take a running back. I think it really, for me, depends how the board falls. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if there's someone really good there in round two, I think you go get them. Like, I think I expect probably three to go in the first round, three, maybe four, to be generous.
I think like two or three for sure.
Yeah, because it's, you know, but I think if one of those,
there are some guys out there that are like, woo, yeah.
I think what's exciting about this year's running backs is like it's a very deep running back class.
Yep.
So I think you can find one like round four, depending how the board falls. Round five, even. And I mean,
and we don't have,
I like our running back room, but I still, unless Isaiah Pacheco can get back to full health and finding that burst he was finding in like 2023.
I mean, literally just the year before he got injured.
Yeah. So if he can find that again, I feel better about it. But like with all the injuries to running backs and things that go down, like I think having the depth there, I think one more guy would be awesome. We signed Elijah Mitchell out of San Francisco, which I've loved him. Like he's really good. He just also struggles to stay healthy. So it's like, with all the injuries, I think one more dude, and I think you put Carson Steele at fullback, and then I think, yeah, I would love to find one more solid starter in the draft. Would be super ideal, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I want us to go get someone else in the draft. And I think, like, I wouldn't be mad if it came in round three specifically, just because we do have the pick from Tennessee at 66, and then we have pick 95. So we're going to, depth in the draft at running back is really deep. So you don't have to take it in the first or the second round. You can go out and get that guy later. So I'm really hoping that's what Veach does. But I very much would not be surprised if he took somebody in round seven, because we have three picks at seven, right? So I wouldn't be surprised if he went out and got someone in seven. But I do think that if there is a guy out there that's a stud that doesn't have a ton of miles on his legs, and he's in round four, I would not be upset to see it. Now, I again think that this roster is going to only have three active running backs. And I think that everybody else is going to just be on the practice squad. So then when you look at it that way, is it just Elijah Mitchell, Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco? Like, is it just those three? And then everybody else is on the practice squad. Like, of course, they could put Carson Steele at, like, a fullback and put him in that position. But I also don't think that they're going to. So, like, we remember what last season was like on. We only have 53 spots on this roster, and we knew the number of guys that we brought back last year, and it really felt like we only had, like, 10 or 11 roster spots open. Are they going to waste a spot on a fullback? When it could maybe go to depth on the defense, or it could go to depth on the offensive line. So I can't wait till like the draft is over and we see like who we get and how like training goes, because I'm very intrigued to see how they go about that position this season.
I think if we do take one in the draft.
Since we barely ran the ball at the back half of the year.
Right. I think you see, especially not in the Super Bowl. But I think if we do land a running back like that, I think there's a chance we could have four on our roster, just depending, because you're not going to want to put him on. Problem is with putting people on the practice squad is they can just be plucked from it. So you're not going to want to put any of those three, Isaiah Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, or Elijah Mitchell on it, right? You're not going to want to do that. And then if you have a stud running back in the draft, you're probably going to want to try to put him on the roster. So I do think there's a chance we could have four on the roster if we go running back in the draft, because we saw what happened with Keandre Coburn. We stuck him on the freaking practice squad and then we lost him. Like right away. I think it's,
so, and we can talk about like this next subject next, but I think it's all about what we do at receiver. I think it's all about how many receivers we decide to keep on the roster. I think the number of receivers we decide to keep debates on the number of running backs that we actually keep. But it also could be like what we did last season. We only kept two quarterbacks on the roster because we were able to have the emergency spot for the third person to be elevated on game day. So, you know, I would not be surprised if there were only three active running backs on game day. I would hate for there to be four active running backs on game day and we do what we did last season with barely running the ball. Because we've seen several times with our secondary where dudes were dropping like flies and we were just pulling anybody out to come help in the secondary. Oh, that should be a spot for the secondary. Isaiah Pacheco can't go play safety, right? So I'm like, it's not like we got dudes that we can rotate in and out. So, but yes, I agree. I do want us to go ahead and get somebody. I want us to draft a running back. And again, I would be okay if like that pick came in the fourth round or in the seventh round.
Yeah, I think it just literally just depends how the board falls. That's it. Like,
I want us to go get someone. I mean, having two in the four, we don't have anybody. Well, we don't have any picks in five or six. It goes four and then seven for us. So we're gonna have to.
Five. We don't.
No. We don't. So yeah, we have 1-4 and 3-7s to be specific. So yeah. That's not going to be, it's going to be, like I said, very interesting to see how Beach goes about that. So, let's kind of talk about the receiver room. So I think like the biggest thing is going to be, is Rashee Rice going to be suspended or not? And I don't think Hollywood Brown is going to be suspended. He shouldn't be. He shouldn't be suspended, but it's also April. We don't know what other tea is going to come out. So,
wait, what, oh my gosh, what?
I need you to focus.
I know, I'm trying to see. I'm like, wait, what are you talking about?
I don't think what else can come out, is what I'm saying. Like, we, you never know what happens with NFL players. You don't know if anything else can come out about the
please, God, no,
Isaiah Pacheco, God bless. I don't mean that, but Holly, no. Who are you? Xavier Worthy. God.
Xavier Worthy. Okay. I'm like, wait.
No, you don't know what else can come out from that. I mean, as of right now, it seems like he's clear, but it's also April 8th. So I don't put anything past anything.
Yeah.
But there's a very high possibility. I'm almost positive Rashee Rice is going to be suspended this year. So
at some point, for sure.
When you look at our wide receiver room, you got Sky Moore, Nico Remigio, Rashee Rice, Justin Ross, Juju, Tyquan. God bless. Xavier Worthy. Huh?
I'm just laughing. You're good.
Oh. Jason Brownlee, Hollywood Brown. So when you look at the receiver room right now, there's definitely some depth there. We already know half of those guys are going to be practice squad guys.
Yeah.
But when you look at who's on the, if I had to sit down right now and say who was on the active roster, I would say Sky Moore, Nico, Rashee, Juju, and Xavier. That's five receivers.
You think Sky Moore makes it?
Yeah, I absolutely think Sky Moore makes it. Hollywood Brown, because this is his last year. Hollywood, Sky, Nico, Rashee, Juju, and Xavier. That's six wide receivers right there. So I think all of those guys, I mean, now granted, I don't know. I think Nico makes this roster. That's why we got rid of Nico.
Yeah, I definitely think Nico makes it for sure.
There's a very high possibility. You know,
Miko might be back in November. You never know. So, I mean,
just depending on injuries,
you never freaking know. But if you take those six and then you just kind of assume that Rashi is going to be out, does that make you feel like you need to go out and draft a receiver? Do you need to go get another young guy? And think about it. This is year three for Rashi, which means we're still on his rookie contract for two more years. This is year two for Zay, which means we're still on his rookie contract for four more years. Wait, three.
Three, but yeah, then he was also, he's a first round pick. So
yeah, so I'm sitting here on my plate. No.
Yeah.
So, and then Hollywood Brown is just one year, but do you go ahead and take like that third receiver who is going to be a rookie, who's going to be here for a while?
I think you do, for sure. I think same thing with the running back. Well, not the same with the running backs. I think there are some good later round picks that you could take at wide receiver that would be solid, that might not be like superstars in year one, but could be good for you eventually down the road. So I think unless someone really good falls in round one.
M-I-Z.
I know. Do you want to say it?
I would. If Luther Burden is there, you got to go get him.
I know, yeah.
You got to go get him.
Even though he said he'd rather play with Joe freaking Burrow, which made
me mad. A lot of people say dumb things that they don't mean because they're just trying to get picked up. And
right.
I know that he, the Bengals need another receiver. You know what I mean? Like, they need another receiver too. But I think if like Luther is there, you got to go get him. I'm absolutely team go grab another running back. Like every single season our wide receiver room.
There's a mock draft going around today that had Tet McMillan falling to us.
There's no way. There's no way he's falling to us. If he did, cool. But he ain't making it out of 15. Like, there's no way he's making it out of 12. Like, he's going very early.
There's no way the NFL lets that happen. There's just absolutely no way. Not one team in the AFC or NFC is allowing him to fall to us at 31.
I mean, I've seen some teams do dumber things.
Honestly, crazy things happened, but
I have two scenarios. I think we're either going to trade out of the first round or Veach going to give some of them sevens away and we're going to move up.
Trade up, so, yeah.
Because we got three. He could be like, yeah, take a seven and a four. That's fine. Whatever.
Right.
Like, and I see Veach doing that. And maybe
something we haven't. I don't think we've said it on our show yet, is that we actually have the Mr. Irrelevant pick this year.
Yeah.
Which I think is funny.
We haven't had that here, but yeah.
We didn't say it? Okay.
Yeah, we have.
We haven't had that since like 2014, so I'm curious to see if we keep it or if he trades it. Or like you said, I don't, there's so many different ways this draft can go. Like,
especially because we don't know. We're not desperate this year. So.
Exactly. He's literally built our roster and re-signed every position we need to where you have so much freedom, especially at pick 31. And I think, you know, what I'm hearing about this draft is it's like, basically there's like a top 10, top 15 that
are
pretty solid or locks. And then after that, it's like a lot, like who knows? So I'm very curious to see how this goes.
Once it gets to like around number 13, it's like,
Yeah.
So, no, I definitely I will say this too. Like, I kind of love like our wide receiver room. Like, I love our top three guys. I love our top four guys. Like,
yeah.
Rashi, Hollywood, Zay, Juju. Like, that makes me happy.
Love them. Love.
Very, very so happy good. With all of that. And Nico was so good on special teams.
He was such a bright player. Yeah.
So it's like, if you bring him back specifically for that, again, he's much younger than Miko. He's only 25.
Yeah.
He can do this role another like 2 years. Like 2 years, I think, if we were to just really give Miko the green light. And I feel like they wanted to give him the green light in training camp last year. And they were like, oh no, they were hesitant and they didn't do it. And they should have just freaking pulled the trigger and did it. But those five guys feel really good about the receiver room, which is why I really want us to go. Just go get somebody else. Even if you get in the third round, go get somebody else. There's a lot of receivers in this draft too. So
I really, really want to see Nico get some first team reps in camp this year and preseason and all that good stuff, because I think he's earned it. Yeah. And I want to spend him more with Mahomes. Like, I think we saw even that stupid week 18 Denver game last year that was horrible and we scored 0 points. But Nico was a bright spot of that game because he like actually made some great contested catches. So I'm like,
yeah.
And that was against the Broncos starting defense, and they're a fantastic defense. So I'm like, just get him some starting reps and I think we'll see what he can do. Yeah. But yeah, I think taking a wide receiver somewhere in there. I also like this kid. I think a lot of people have him mocked to the Chiefs in like the third or fourth round, is Jalen Royals. Utah State. I think I watched some of his film and he's kind of exciting. So I wouldn't mind if we took him in a later round and see what he could do. Someone like that would be cool too. So that's a name to look out for just to see. But yeah.
So yeah, right now, just like out of everybody that we went through, like, again, I don't think we should go quarterback. I think we both think that we can go running back and receiver as of right now in the draft.
Yeah.
So again, just so everybody knows, we have 8 picks. We have 1 in round 1, 1 in round 2, 2 in round 3, 1 in round 4, and 3 in round 7. Yeah. So,
But we don't. You're right.
Out of the 8, I only feel like 2 right now. Like, I'm fine with that because I definitely think this needs to be a heavy defensive draft. So,
yeah.
Now, when we look at our tight end room. So, we know that we have Travis Kelce. This is probably his last season with us. We have Robert Tonyan, who we went out and got. We got Jarrett Wiley, the rookie from last year, who's a freaking dog out of TCU. We got Noah Gray, who we just gave a contract to last season, who was very well deserved. I did not realize he went to Duke. Ugh. And then we have Baylor Cup, and then we have Anthony Fishgear. I don't know why I said his name like that.
Which they just live on. They just live on our practice squad.
A whole bunch of guys who are on the practice squad who don't really matter. So when you really look at our tight end room right now, there's going to be about 4 guys who you're going to concentrate on: Travis, Noah, Jared, and Robert. Since we just went out and got him, so how do you feel about the tight end room? Do you feel like we need to go to someone this year?
What my thought is right now, I think there are some good tight ends in this draft. I think the really elite ones are going to go in the first round.
Yep.
Second round, maybe, if they fall that way. I think there's like probably 4.
Tight ends do fall.
Right.
Yeah.
But because of how the draft is, I don't know. Like, it's such a weird draft that I could see. Oh. I don't know. We'll see. But I think unless one of those really, really elite guys is there at the end of round 1 or early round 2, I don't really care to see us. I'd actually rather see us, like I said, unless we get one of the really, really elite ones, I'd rather see us take or actually re-sign Peyton Hendershot from last season. I think he was a great fit in our system. He had a great attitude. He's a team player. He was a good blocker. Made some random contested catches. Seemed to work well with Mahomes. So actually, that would be my pick. If we don't find a good fit in the draft, I think bring back Peyton Hendershot for a full training camp, because we didn't have him. We just brought him in week 1 last season.
Right.
Yeah.
I really love Travis Kelce, Noah Gray, Jarrett Wiley.
Yeah.
I really love that trio. Makes me very happy. I can't wait to watch the future of Noah Gray and Jarrett Wiley. I actually would not be mad if we did not draft anybody this year. They probably should get the depth because they need to start working on who that tight end 3 will be. They need to start working on that, especially while you got Travis for maybe 1 more year, somebody that can train and develop.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you look, I feel like you would be able to get a tight end in 3 or 4, round 3 or 4, somebody that could come in and they would be able to do that.
Yeah,
but I think so. I really like that trio. Makes me happy. I think this year we're going to see a lot more of Noah and a lot more Jerry Wiley. And Jerry Wiley is just so freaking good.
Very so much fun to watch all summer, and then dang injury.
Just freaking love him. So
I just want to add to that on Jared Wiley. My like dream. Now I know Travis Kelce is beyond elite, and that's not an easy thing to do. He's easily one of the best to ever play the game. But my hope for Jared Wiley is that he, you know, Travis spent his first year injured as well, and so did Jared now. And I hope he has a comeback similar to Travis, where he's like comes back and is just really, really good. That's my dream. So fingers crossed. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I think early what he showed us, there's a lot of promise there. So
there is. So like I would be okay if we went out and got a tight end in this draft. It's not a need for me now.
Yeah.
And the only reason why it would be a need is because they need to start like fostering and mentoring somebody new.
Yeah.
That would be it. But I think they realized that with Jared Wiley.
Yeah.
That he could be really that guy. But like you said, if Veach sees something, you know, if you see it, go get it. Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's necessarily on the top of the list, but also Brett Veach does lots of things that I don't ever understand. But I'm like, okay, bet. So yeah, that's kind of how I feel about the tight end room. So I'm like, okay, like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's kind of talk about the offensive line just as a whole. And yeah, we're going to talk about everybody. We know who our centers are. We got Creed in the backup, Norzad. I feel like I always say his name wrong too. Our guards right now, we got Caliendo, Hanson, McCade. I don't know who he is. Jalen Moore and Trey Smith. So those are our guards right now. And then when we go look at our tackles, we went and got somebody new. I cannot say his name. His last name is Godric. Very excited about him. But we got Kingsley, Suamataia. We got Wanya Morris. We got Jawan Taylor. We got Ethan Driscoll. So those are our whole offensive line.
Jalen Moore is the new left tackle from San Francisco.
Yes, I know. Correct. So he's the new left tackle that just came in. You know,
but
I've watched some film. It can't be worse than last year. So, okay.
It's a start.
I'll take it, but
I'm sure we take an offensive lineman somewhere, whether that's a guard or a tackle. In the million mock drafts that are out there, a lot of people have us taking Josh Simmons in the first round, which I don't know if I want us to take a tackle in the first round. I don't think there's a lot of tackle depth in this draft.
I don't want any tackles out of this draft.
Yeah,
every
I'm just
tackle looks like a guard. So unless their intentions are bringing him in to be a guard, every single tackle that I've seen in this draft was way too tiny. And then one person that I want is going to go in the first five. So,
and we, I'm like, right. And we just did this with Kingsley last year, and now he's set to be left guard. So it's like,
correct.
I'm really not in it to have another experiment, especially if it's our first round pick. Like, I'd rather
train and develop. If we're not going to be able to bring somebody in to develop coaching, then don't even touch it. Leave them there. Like, and I'm okay. Like, no, like last year was truly disappointing. If our coaches cannot develop these guys to be who they need to be, then don't even waste your pick on it. Don't even do it. Just leave us where we're at. You got a vet already? That's probably all we need. Now, I mean, if you want to go out, like you said, and get, like, just a body to maybe have a camp body, that's what we call them. If you want to go out and get a camp body, somebody that we can put in the system for 2 years and maybe pull them out in 28 if we need to, cool.
Yes, your guess.
But
I
think next year is definitely a better tackle class. The guys who are out there now, they're going to be more.
I think unless it's really, really worth it, I think you wait till next year, which sucks. And there's just not a lot. We've already been over this, but there was just not a lot to do at left tackle this offseason. So
I was not Actually, I feel like free agency next year is better for free agency next year is kind of crazy. I believe
for tackles
and for a lot of positions. For a lot of positions. I like looked at it like super briefly. Sorry, I'm pulling it up like right now because I was like, "Oh,
I was
yeah, let's wait." I was like, "Let's wait." Because a lot of guys.
Are you looking at it right now?
Yeah, I have it up right now.
Can you see if either of the Falcons tackles, either their right or left, are free agents next year? Their name. Let me find their names real quick. Because they both had great. Caleb McGarry and Jake Matthews.
No. Oh, wait. Sorry. My bad.
They're both, yeah, tackles.
Hold on, it's pulling up right now.
Like, what are y'all doing on the Falcons? They have, like, some of the fewest pressures allowed since 2022. And they're both on the Falcons. I'm like, hello? Do you guys want to share? We could use it on either side.
Yeah. Caleb McGarry is available next year. Who else you say?
Jake Matthews is the other one.
No, he's not.
Okay. All right.
Of course, another right tackle.
Let's get Caleb McGarry. That's my next offseason mission.
But yeah, there's a Jonah Williams will be available next year from the Cardinals. Yeah.
So there's some.
Yeah, next year there's a lot of free agents that I'm like, ooh, I'm just gonna quickly click on right.
I also wonder if after the draft, if we don't take one, if we bring back a DJ Humphries or Donovan Smith
next year. Really? Is this right?
What are you looking at?
Lauren, Mike Evans, Christian Kirk, Debo Samuels. Cortland Sutton, Jacoby Meyer, Drake London.
It's going to be a wild off season next year. Oh my God. And our, I don't even want to talk about
that. So I am team wait till next year.
Yeah, right.
I'm just going to just quickly look at another page. While we're here,
you're going to what?
Look at something else. Is this right, dog? Is this right? Every tight end is available next year. Travis Kelce, George Kittle, Dallas Goedert, Mark Andrews, David Njoku.
Oh yeah.
What class was that? Kyle Pitts.
It's not even a class. It's just their contracts and things. It's
1 year deal, 2 year deal. Yeah. Jesus.
Yep. Travis, though, he either retires or he rejoins the Chiefs. He's not going anywhere.
If we win a Super Bowl, he'll sign another 1 year deal.
Yeah.
Joe Tooney next year? Really?
Yeah, I think they just finished out his contract, which is 1 year left with us. So
I thought he did like a 2 year deal at least.
I'm still sad about that.
Connor McGovern.
By the way,
you hear me, Connor McGovern.
Ooh.
So yeah. So 2026 is spicy.
It's gonna be lit.
I am all for it. So that's why, like, when I look at this, it feels like this year Beach is like a let's just patch some things together and see what we can do to make it to 2026, right? I'm not mad at that. So, yeah, out of the 8 picks that we have for this year, I think offensively we probably only need to do 3. I think we only need to use, like, 3 out of the 8 for offense. And I personally would like to see wide receiver running back. Mm-hmm. And if I had to pick a third one, it would be
someone on the O-line.
Tight end. Well, actually, it would be tight end probably. Offensive line, I'm like, we just gonna roll with what we got.
I know. I'm not, yeah.
You can't get developed. You're not going to get developed this quickly. I feel like right now I feel like right now the Chiefs are in a situation where if they go out and draft somebody, it's a you got to play this season situation.
Yeah,
it's
not for sure.
It's not a sit and watch. It's a you need to be ready to go. So if that's the case, then I would like to see wide receiver, running back, tight end for offense.
Yeah, and I feel that.
How many? What would be? What would you like to see offensively out of the 8 picks that we have for draft? What position groups would you?
I agree. Running back's my top, then wide receiver, and then I think whatever makes the most sense. If there's a solid tight end available, and you see that pick is fit, then go for it. Yeah, I'm kind of over the offensive line experiments. We drafted a ton of offensive line last year. They're still developing, like you said, Norzad, CJ Hansen, all those guys. So I think we don't. I'm totally fine if we come out of it with no offensive linemen right now. Because yeah, now watch, we're gonna end up with one in the first round. As I say that, so anyway,
literally, they're gonna be like the Chiefs pick at number 31, running back, like something dumb. And Brent Veach.
Well, we'll talk about this next week. We're going to dive into the defensive side of the ball next week. But my dream would be edge or tackle at 31. Or I'll get into it next week. We'll get into that.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we're going to do this same exercise next week. I really enjoyed it. I think hopefully y'all enjoyed it too. But I do think that this is a defensive draft. So, yeah. Anyway, let's get into this last sponsor. So shout out to Underdog Fantasy. So I know we're supposed to talk about football, but it is MLB season. So I took Bobby Witt Jr. today for 2 bases. I took Salvi for 1 base. And I believe who is pitching today? I took
Reagan's.
I took Reagan's for 8 strikeouts. So very excited for Reagan's been dealing, okay? He's been dealing. So
he's been on it tonight.
If you have not downloaded the Underdog Fantasy app, please do it. You can get on there and you can make plays for MLB, for NBA, for NHL, and WNBA is on the way. You do not just have to do NFL for it. You can get on there and do all kinds of things. You're able to pick your favorite player, and you can take their over or under, or you can even adjust it and put the number that you think they're going to have. I feel like Bobby Witt Jr. always has 2 bases. Like, he always gets a double. And that's just picking up from last season. So, I'm always going to take him for at least 2 doubles. He had a home run last night, which is crazy. The one day I didn't do anything for Bobby Witt Jr. home run, he had a home run. So, I feel like that's just like a, you got to put at least $2 on Bobby Witt Jr.
Right,
home run
every time.
He's going to do it. So, if you have not downloaded the app, Underdog Fantasy, and use promo code Kingdoms Queens, we will match your deposit up to $1,000 right now. And I know that they have some special like promos on there for MLB specifically right now, so make sure you get on there and check it out.
Yes, ma'am. And also, we would like to ask you guys and remind you guys to please subscribe to us on Apple or Spotify, and please leave us a rating and review, because that helps us out a ton. So if you guys would be so kind to go subscribe to us on either of those platforms, you can find us the next day every week that we record. So we always post the episodes really early on Wednesdays, but ratings and reviews really help us out. So
if you guys, you listen to most of your podcasts right now on Spotify and YouTube. I mean, Apple anyway. So just hit the like button. Thank you so much. And with that being said, if you are currently listening on YouTube, you need to like everywhere right now. I need you to like your current YouTube episode that you're listening to right now. Hit the like button on that. Like on Spotify. Like on YouTube. If you're not, we're everywhere. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter. Every single one of our profiles right now has our Linktree account in there, and it gives you all of the tea about the Kingdom Queens and where we're at and all of our brand sponsors and all of our discounts and everything that we just have to offer you guys. Our Apple and our Spotify links are on there too. So you really have no excuse to not find it. We made it easy for you guys.
Yes. Yes, we did. All right.
Well, we will see y'all next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to talk about whatever new is happening. But again, if you're not, make sure you follow us on all of our platforms. We are everywhere that you can find us. And other than that, y'all have a great night.
Thanks, y'all. Bye.
Ever eat something so good you want to slap your past self for not finding it sooner?
I've wasted years.
Yep, you've just discovered Teriyaki Madness. Our bowls are cooked hot, fresh, and right when you order, not scooped from some sad pan of mystery meat. Stacked with protein, fresh veggies, and so crazy delicious you'll blurt out things you can't say in front of grandma.
Holy sh! This is amazing!
Why didn't you know about Teriyaki Madness sooner? We don't know either, but you're welcome. Teriyaki Madness. Crazy delicious. Find your nearest bowl at teriyakimadness.com.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.